Well, infectious diseases experts are urging Australians to get vaccinated against COVID, despite a survey showing up to 30% of the population is reluctant to do so. The poll commissioned by the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age has increased fears among some medical specialists of a third wave of the virus. Professor Katie Flanagan is president-elect of the Australasian Society of Infectious Diseases. She says it's hard to tell how long it will be until Australia can safely open up to the rest of the world.
It's a really tricky question, and I think that we're going to have to just see what happens as time goes on, because we may find that a new variant emerges that is highly transmissible or causes more severe disease, or we may have very low vaccine coverage, and therefore once COVID comes into the country, we're going to still have a situation where hospitals could become overwhelmed. So that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to get to the point where we can open up the country safely because enough people have immunity through vaccination. I think the message to say that people really need to understand is that at some point, which probably will be next year sometime, the country will have to open and we will have to go back to a normal situation where people come and go freely, and all of us will be exposed to COVID. So if people haven't been vaccinated, they run the risk of what COVID will actually do to them and how it will manifest in them.
What do you think the chances are of a third wave during winter?
I think there's, at any time, there's a possibility of a third wave. We saw how easily it happened in Melbourne. We're seeing how easily it's happened in other countries in the world. Australia is doing a remarkable job of controlling COVID. You know, they've really got fantastic contact tracing and isolation and everything in place, but there's always the possibility that it could happen. I think the only good thing is that we are starting to get more and more of those older, vulnerable people in residential care facilities, people with comorbidities that cause increased risk. They are all starting to take the vaccine up. And so that will at least decrease the likelihood of any of them being hospitalised or dying.
Now that appointments and locations are opening up for vaccination, people are thinking through in their own minds if they want to have it at all, if they want to have it now, do they want to wait and see? What would your message be to people who are making that individual decision?
Yeah, so I mean, my message would be take it when it comes. I think we are extremely fortunate to have some effective vaccines. We almost could not have dreamed that we would have such fantastic vaccines with 80, 95% efficacy against hospitalisation, dying. And so we're very, very fortunate, and we should really just take it up because there could be an incursion in the country at any time, and we absolutely don't know. Winter is coming. That's a much more risky time for respiratory infections, and so it is a more high-risk situation. And a lot of people are thinking that it's fine to sit and wait and see what happens. Well, from a safety point of view, they're not going to get that much more information when you think that more than 1.3 billion doses of COVID vaccines have been given out throughout the world and that very, very careful safety and pharmacovigilance monitoring is being done. I don't think they're going to get much more information around safety. So I think people would be better off just getting what's available as soon as it's available, because if we suddenly have an outbreak in Australia, it takes at least 2 to 3 weeks to develop immunity. And if you're exposed to it, you'll just get COVID. And so, you know, you run that risk basically to yourself. It'll be too late if you haven't been vaccinated if COVID comes into your community.
That's Professor Katie Flanagan, President-elect of the Australasian Society of Infectious Diseases.